Welcome to Shalom Achshav on the Daf Shir sponsored by Nishma Asam Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Hey. The Gemara in Amud Aleph says that the word v'ne'elam can be that something that was known that just got forgotten. Because by Torah also says v'ne'elam. It says v'ne'elam me'ine kol chai u'mirif ha'shavayin nistaro. And it says that the Gemara v'achtiv lo yodo enish erko. People don't know the erich of the Torah. People don't really comprehend what the Torah is. The Torah is so much greater than a human being. So you see from here that when it says v'ne'elam doesn't mean the person knew and forgot, but he was never known. Now, Tzofras Paneach, the Rogatchover, he brings a question. He wants to be miyaseh based on a big yesoid. The question was, L'chura Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know almost call the Torah kula. So why do you call a nistero for Moshe Rabbeinu when Moshe Rabbeinu basically knew kimat call the Torah kula? So just to point out that in Rabbi Seinu comes out clearly that they take it over Pashut, the Moshe Rabbeinu also did not have, and his level, even though he knew Kol Torah Kula that was given down here to the world, but Klapei the Torah is considered to be that sinister even for Moshe Rabbeinu. The Maharal says it clearly in the beginning of Derech Chaim, in Perakav Mishnah Aleph, when he speaks about the Loshon, it says, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, Umesor El Yeshua, Yeshua, the Zakenim, etc. So, with the Maharal's bothered, the change of the Lashon doesn't say that Moshe, Le Moshe Nimsar Torah, or Mesorah Le Yeshua. It says Moshe Kibbel Torah, and then Mesorah Le Yeshua, and continue on. Why did he change the Lashon from Kibbel Le Mosar? Says the Maharal that Mosar means he gave over everything that he had. The Talmud got from the Rebbe everything. When Moshe gave to Yeshua the Torah, he basically passed along everything that Moshe Rabbeinu had. So it's appropriate you to say Masorah Yeshua. But when Moshe Rabbeinu gets the Torah, he doesn't get the entire Torah. Why? As the Gemara here in Shavuos says, V'ne'elam me'kol chai. Moshe Rabbeinu is not on the level of getting the full Torah. So that's why it says Moshe kibel Torah. He said he kibel something. He kibel means he got something. He got something in his level. And the Darga Moshe Rabbeinu was Kibikabal Teiro. But he wasn't Mesiro Teiro, because Mesiro means a total Mesiro. And more than that, it's written in the Megala Amukus, it was Zoyche to be in the Megala Amukus caver today. The Megala Amukus brings an Oifin Kuv Chobez in Pashva Eschanon, that the Pasuk V'nelmo Me'en Kol Chai, U'me'oif HaShemayim Nistero, it refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is called Kol Chai. And he goes on to say, Mazem Me'oif HaShemayim, because Moshe Rabbeinu learned Torah from the Malach, which is called Matat, and it was still Nistero. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to learn so much from Matat. And he goes on to say that even Matat himself, also from him there was a Seisar Torah. So clearly, the Maharal and the Megala Amukos, they learned that this Pasuk that Gemara is referring to right now is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not they're referring to everybody else, and Moshe Rabbeinu is maybe an exclusion. This Pasuk is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, and then even Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gadol, gave us all the Kol Torah Kulo, even from him, he doesn't have Kol Torah, and Klapim, it says, V'nel Mameini Kol Chai. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove, email us, or what's a good, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.